The most amazing national parks in the Dominican Republic. On your next visit to Punta Cana, don't miss the opportunity to immerse yourself in the rich biodiversity and natural beauty that the Dominican Republic has to offer. In this corner of the Caribbean, nature intertwines with a rich cultural history to create a breathtaking setting that will appeal to tourists and conservationists alike. The importance of national parks in the Dominican Republic. National parks are authentic treasures that play a fundamental role in the preservation of the environment and the conservation of the island's varied flora and fauna. It's important to always remember to respect the environment and the integrity of the space where these parks are located. We know that when you leave, you'll take some unforgettable memories with you, but we would like to ask you to be sure not to take anything else. No starfish. No corals. No plants. No flowers. Each of these ecosystems has taken years to develop, and there are many honest, respectful ways to experience the authenticity of the island. Here are some of the more amazing parks that you should definitely explore during your visit. 1. Parque Nacional del Este, Catabanama. Located on the southeast coast, this park not only boasts breathtaking terrestrial scenery but also protects a vast expanse of seabed. Parque Nacional del Este, also known as Parque Catabanama, stands as a treasure trove of unforgettable biodiversity and scenery. If you are coming from one of our Punta Cana hotels, Parque Nacional del Este is accessible via a scenic road trip that will immerse you in the beauty of the Dominican landscape. The drive is an opportunity to marvel at the extensive fields of sugar cane and the local communities before arriving at the entrance to the park. Once inside, you'll be greeted by lush vegetation, lagoons, and amazing biodiversity. This natural sanctuary is home to a wide variety of birds, mammals, and reptiles. It is also possible to dive in the crystal clear waters to discover unique marine fauna and coral formations. Active conservation has helped maintain this marine ecosystem in pristine condition, offering visitors an experience that is as unique as it is environmentally friendly. This park is not only a testament to the island's rich natural heritage, but is also home to such iconic sites as the famous Saona Island. 2. Los Hatises National Park. Embark on an unforgettable adventure in a park that is famous for its towering cliffs and mangroves. The numerous caves and karst formations will transport you to a fascinating underground world while, above ground, you can marvel at the richness of the bird life in the area. From the comfort of our hotels in Punta Cana, you can organize exciting excursions that will allow you to discover the secrets of Los Hatises National Park. As you enter Los Hatises, you'll find yourself immersed in a mangrove forest that is home to an incredible diversity of flora and fauna. The mangroves act as natural nurseries, providing crucial habitats for migratory birds, fish, and crustaceans. The waters surrounding the park are home to dolphins, manatees, and a wide variety of marine species. Among the park's many fascinating anecdotes is the Taino's spiritual connection to nature. It is believed that the sacred caves were once used for religious ceremonies and rituals, adding a touch of mystery to the exploration experience. Also, in some of these caves, you can find Taino paintings. Exploring Los Hatises is not only a natural adventure, but also a cultural journey that connects you to the historical roots of the Dominican Republic. 3. Los Tres Ojos Nature Park. Experience the magic of this unique place, where three underground lakes occupy deep caves and the natural lighting creates a mystical atmosphere, providing a truly enchanting experience. Tourists have the flexibility of either exploring Los Tres Ojos on their own by car from our Princess Punta Cana hotels or joining an exciting excursion that may be part of a visit to Santo Domingo. On arrival at the park, you'll encounter a surreal landscape shaped by a series of underground lakes in interconnected caves. The natural light filtering through creates a play of light and shadow that paints a dreamlike landscape. Los Tres Ojos is a serene oasis that will transport you to a magical, unknown world. It is important to remind visitors that, out of respect for nature, and in order to preserve the integrity of this unique site, bathing in the waters of the caves is not permitted. This measure ensures the conservation of the delicate ecosystem that has evolved over the years. 4. La Caleta Underwater Park. Add an extra touch of excitement to your holiday by exploring this underwater park. Snorkel or dive to discover the fascinating coral reefs and colorful marine life this place has to offer. Just a short drive from our Princess Hotels in Punta Cana, there's an underground natural gem that you won't want to miss. Plus, the drive itself offers panoramic views of the Dominican landscape and serves as a preamble to the wonders that await you beneath the waves. On arriving at La Caleta Underwater Park, visitors are met with a spectacular underwater panorama. This park is home to vibrant coral reefs and a diversity of marine life that will delight diving and snorkeling enthusiasts alike. This is home to species such as parrotfish, lionfish, black and brain coral, grouper, mollusks such as lambi and sea cockroach, and much, much more. The clarity of the water allows for exceptional visibility, providing an unforgettable experience for those who venture to explore its depths. A unique feature of La Caleta Underwater Park is the presence of submerged wrecks, some of which have become habitats for marine life, providing divers with the unique experience of exploring not only the reefs, but also the vestiges of the area's underwater history. We would like to re-emphasize the importance of conservation and respect for the underwater ecosystem. Visitors are aware of the fragility of this environment and are encouraged to enjoy the beauty of the park without disturbing its delicate balance. Click here to find out more about the marine life of the Dominican Republic. 5. National Botanical Gardens. A paradise for flora lovers, this botanical garden is home to an extensive collection of tropical plants. Take a relaxing stroll while you learn about the diversity of species that thrive in this unique environment. Just a short distance from Punta Cana lies a green jewel designed to captivate the senses, the National Botanical Gardens. This botanical sanctuary, located in Santo Domingo, offers visitors an experience that is as educational as it is relaxing. As you enter the garden, you'll find yourself surrounded by a wide variety of plants and trees that are indigenous to the Dominican Republic. This green space is home to more than 400 species of plants, many of which are endemic and exclusive to the island. Among the more emblematic species are the Bayahibe rose, the national flower, and mahogany, a tree of great historical and cultural importance. Visitors can also marvel at the collection of cacti, bromeliads, and ferns that add a tropical touch to the landscape. One anecdote from the National Botanical Garden is the story behind the orchid collection. It is said that the passion for these exotic flowers originated in a special donation from a fervent collector, since which time the garden has flourished with a dazzling variety of orchids, making it a must-see destination for lovers of these fascinating plants. In addition to being a place for contemplation, the National Botanical Garden is also dedicated to research, education, and conservation. Visitors to these parks have the opportunity to learn about the importance of preserving the island's biological diversity and how each species plays a vital role in the balance of the ecosystem. Get ready to discover a green world full of wonders and surprises. Which one did you like the most? Tell us about your experience.